USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Biden's energy secretary, reported Sunday that heating prices will rise this winter regardless of the Biden administration's decision on the pipeline. A hacking group with potential ties to China has breached 9 global organizations as part of an ongoing espionage effort. The report labels the Chinese threat group as Emissary Panda. USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With the vaccine mandate by President Biden, it should be noted this is not a law, as Congress has not made it so.
White House officials expressing confidence that the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses will be upheld.
The president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary, and the administration is certainly prepared to defend them.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy on ABC's This Week. Senior White House advisor Cedric Richmond telling Fox News Sunday the administration and the mandate standing on solid legal ground.
OSHA's job is to protect workers. We've lost 750,000 Americans due to this pandemic, 13,000 a day, and people should be able to go to work in a safe environment.
The court, in issuing a temporary stay on the mandate, asserts there may be constitutional issues with the requirement. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Vaccine mandate walkouts are scheduled across the country this week. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Now that the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed on Friday and is awaiting the president's signature, the massive social spending bill that will give roughly 11 million illegal immigrants citizenship and more IRS agents to pry into your finances is next on Capitol Hill. The policies and tax hikes in the Democrats' spending bill should not become law. That's according to Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan on Newsmax. He said we should avoid this legislation.
Well, we hope it doesn't pass because it's not good for the country, not good for American families, going to raise their taxes, going to increase the cost of energy. So we hope this thing doesn't pass. And frankly, four different times now, the Speaker of the House has had a date where she said we're going to pass the legislation, and she's 0 for 4. Twice the Speaker of the House has summoned the President of the United States to Capitol Hill to close the deal, and he's 0 for 2. So let's hope that now, you know, that 0 for 6 turns into this week 0 for 7, because as I said, this legislation is bad for the country, not just the spending, but the policies in it, the tax increases, the energy policy in it, and all kinds of other things. So I hope it doesn't pass. It's bad for the nation, but we're just going to have to wait and see what shakes out today.
The congressman also discussed pending legislation that will keep large settlements from being approved without input from Congress. The Wall Street Journal reported that $450,000 payments were going out to illegal immigrants, but President Biden is denying that, calling the reports garbage, leading to more controversy on whether the payments are being planned or not. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.